Steve and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
God is good, and He can only be good. He cannot be good and bad, because if He is good and bad, He said out of His own mouth, Jesus' own words, He said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. He said, even this, He said, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And He said, even if Satan were divided against himself, he could not stand. So if God's good and He's bad, He cannot stand.
Come on,
man. Listen, if you don't like what I'm saying, that's fine. Walk in misery, walk in sickness, walk in bankruptcy, walk in divorce, walk in all the chaos in the world. But as for me and my house, we believe and serve the Lord.
Amen.
And I know God is good. I know God on a personal basis. I've seen God pull me out of messes I got myself into. I made my bed, He slept in it for me.
Amen.
I messed up royally. How many times did I not mess up, and yet He took me through? Sometimes He had to drag me through, because I still thought I was right. I couldn't admit I was wrong. He had to drag me through. Have you ever been dragged through the bulrushes and all that kind of nonsense, dirty stuff? Amen. He will do anything to bless your life. In fact, He did everything He could to bless your life. He sent His most beloved prized possession in history ever, eternity, Jesus Christ, to die a horrendous death. And if He didn't hold back on His Son, how much more will He not freely give us all things we ask of Him? It's not God pulling these bad things on you. It's not God trying to destroy your life. It's not God trying to make you get a divorce or any of that. It's not God. God is there helping us out.
Yes,
amen. Praise hallelujah. So, I just thought, you know, we'll say that. Praise God. So, what we're going to do right now is we are going to make a faith confession statement. Are you ready to make your statement of faith? Are you ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Man, I'm already excited and we haven't started. So who knows what's going to happen? I don't know. You know, why do we say that? I am what He says I am. I can do what He says I can do. You know, listen to this. And I was telling Brother Dave about this today. When God spoke to Abraham in the wilderness, and He said to Abraham, it's been 24 years now, because remember, it took 25 years to have the promised child. He had a child, but it wasn't the promised child. There was a child of the flesh. Let me help you out, God. Any of you ever helped God out? And you ended up with a big problem, right? And that was not God's plan. God's plan was to have the promised child, Isaac. He had Ishmael through his wife's maid. Amen? And so, took him 25 years. But do you know, when God took Abram outside of his tent, and He said, look up, what do you see? He said, stars. He says, can you count them? Absolutely not. So shall your seed be. As many stars as you can't count and that you can see, you're going to have seed like that all over the planet. He says, now look down. You see the sand? Can you count that? No way. You're going to have seed like the sand. And I was praying about this the other day, and all of a sudden God said to me, where was Abraham? He changed his name from Abram which meant father to Abraham, father of nations. So he first of all gets him to speak, to change the way we think, to change the way we speak, to speak a language of redemption. The redemption language says, I'm healed. Before you were redeemed, you said, I'm sick. We need to learn to speak a language of redemption. God said, call things that are not as though they were in Romans 4:17. So he says to Abraham, change your name to Abraham, from father to father of nations. This is faith speaking now. Change your name. Start calling things that are not as though they were. So Abraham, how many times did he tell people, I'm Abram, I'm, and he's telling them who he is, father of nations. But what did God say? He said, I want you to get a vision of the stars and the sand. Now, here's a big point that God brought to my mind. Where was Abraham when he told him that? He was living where? In the wilderness, in the desert. What could he not help but see day and night? Sand in the day, stars at night. Sand in the day, stars at night. And when you're in the wilderness, how many of you have been out in the wilderness, in the bundus? Have you noticed the stars? Have you ever looked up and said, oh my God, I don't see that in the city. It's like just wow, just stars. You've never seen so many. Abraham was living in the wilderness, the desert. All he saw was stars and sand. I'm Abraham, father of nations, stars and sand. And God said, what I was teaching recently about our subconscious, in order to change what's been programmed in there, wrong programming, wrong theology, wrong belief system, which makes up to 95% of our choices, at least 95%, some say more, I've got to get vision and speak. I've got to speak and I've got to see. I've got to see myself healed. And I'm going to speak words of redemption, by his stripes I'm healed. I've got to see myself prosperous. And I've got to see it. I've got to see me with the car. I've got to see me in the house. I've got to see me helping missionaries around the world. I've got to see me sowing into churches and building schools. I've got to see me building orphanage homes. I've got to see me doing it. And I've got to speak it out of my mouth. God supplied my every need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. I've got to see it. I've got to see it and I've got to speak it. And I've got to do it often. Tell your neighbor, say often. Amen. And so you can change what's in your heart. Remember, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We discover the heart is that subconscious. What's in there has been programmed in there since I was in the mother's womb. And not all of that programming I got was good. Amen. How many of you got the program of money doesn't grow on trees? Did you get that program? So it's not just a program from South Africa. It's a program around the world. Money doesn't grow on trees. It does. It does grow on trees. We didn't know enough to tell them. But it does. They make the paper from the bark and the trees and everything else. Is that not right? So even that was a lie. But we got programmed with it and we got wrong thinking, wrong belief. Amen. So that's for free. I just wanted to tell you. But we've been talking about, and this goes with what we've been teaching on Sunday, to be spirit-filled. And being spirit-filled is not a one-time thing that takes place in your life. You get born again. And the Holy Spirit comes and lives within you. But then we're going to show you, not this Sunday, but the next one, how the guys, they were already born again, and then they got filled with the Spirit. We saw that in the book of Acts. They were all saved. They'd seen Jesus. And then 50 days later, boom, the Holy Spirit came. And they got Spirit-filled. So we're talking about that. And you're going to learn how to operate in your heavenly language. If you're not spirit-filled with the evidence of praying in other tongues, now, being spirit-filled doesn't mean that, or not praying in tongues does not necessarily mean you're not spirit-filled. It just means you got it, but you're using it. Amen. And so we're going to talk about that. But when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying God's perfect will. Yes. Romans 8 tells us, when you pray in the Spirit, you don't know what you're praying for. Your mind's not fruitful, but your spirit's fruitful because the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings, tongues that cannot be uttered. And he who searches the heart, says God, knows what is the mind of the Spirit as he's praying the perfect will of the Father for the saints. For the saints, it even mentions us. Right? Romans 8, 26 to 28. Read that. All right. So now we're talking about another very, very powerful weapon that we have, and we called it, when we started, we said this is our secret weapon, and our secret weapon is prayer. Prayer. Tell your neighbor, say prayer. Prayer. Now say, it avails much. Prayer avails much. He says in James, the prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. That means accomplishes much. Amen. So when you're praying, you're not wasting time. And we said, if you're praying without expectation, in other words, I pray for something and I don't expect it, then I didn't pray in faith. Because if I prayed in faith, he says, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. So if I prayed in faith, I believe I've received it, so I start thanking him for it. Because when you get something from somebody, you say thank you. So he says in Mark 11, 24, when you pray, believe you receive it and you will have it. So when I pray, I better be expecting something else. I just prayed like a clanging brass cymbal. So when I pray, I expect results. Oh, who do you think you are? No, I'm doing what he said. Say to that mountain, be removed. And if you don't doubt, but you believe, you'll see it happen. So you've got to get to that place where I'm believing God over my emotions, over my feelings, over my experiences, and over what you and other people may say. Hello. Praise God. And so our secret weapon is prayer and the warfare and power of prayer we spoke about. And I said that this is like, prayer is like an intercontinental ballistic missile. And we showed you that picture. It's like an intercontinental ballistic missile, and it can do some serious damage. Some serious damage. And we spoke just a couple of points. We said, first of all, you can launch that missile from any spot and any time. You can be in your bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you need to launch a prayer missile. You can do it from your bedroom. You can do it in your car. You can do it on an airplane. You can do it in South Africa. You can do it in America. Amen. So when your children, you wake up and something's going on with your children and there's some kind of attack on their bodies trying to make them sick, you need to send out an intercontinental ballistic missile that time where you are right then. So prayer, you can do it from anywhere. Isn't that the good news? I mean, that's great news. You can pray anywhere. Wow, I love that. Secondly, it travels silently and undetected. Amen. It's in stealth mode. Because the devil, especially when it's in tongues. See, the devil can't stop our prayer. Amen. He can hinder us into unbelieving and try to hinder us, but he cannot stop that prayer getting to God. Amen. So that thing travels undetected. When you're praying and you're in your room at night, you're on your knees, the devil doesn't want to be there when you're praying with God. He's gone. That's why when you come into your closet and you're praying in your prayer closet, it's called, right? Prayer closet, that's actually the shawl that they put over their heads and cut themselves off from the world. And that's their prayer closet. That's what he's talking about. Just be separated from people. When you and God are together, ain't no devil in town. You're not hanging around. And so now your prayer is getting straight into the Father's ears, right? And we looked at that as well. Psalm 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, his ears are open unto their cry. Remember that? Verse 17, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all of his troubles, right? Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, A-L-L, all, right? Amen. So God hears our prayers. God's listening for our prayers. He's watching for our prayers. He's waiting for our prayers. And so when you pray, you know that it gets to him. It travels and no one can stop it. Third, it travels swiftly. It's instantaneous. When you pray, listen, he knows your thoughts before you think them. Is that not the fact? Amen. And so when you pray, he's got it. He's got it immediately. It's bangs, instantaneous. We said fourthly, it hits its target, the bullseye, every time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider.